Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. This is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. Today's no exception. We have a great guest. But first, a quick thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee in Boquete, Panama. They now have 11 fully operational coffee farms, and they are 100% sold out. They are accepting reservations for farm number 12. If the idea of owning a safe, diversified offshore investment is intriguing to you, check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. This is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing and economics. And today's no exception. We've got a great guest all the way from Thousand Oaks, California. He's the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. Welcome to the show, Ed Griffin.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Now, Ed, last week we featured your book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, as the book of the month on the podcast. But today we're not going to focus so much on your book, but a new event that you have coming up. Now, Ed, on the last night on the cruise, we had a private screening of the movie The Matrix, and that ties into what we're about to talk about today. Now, The Matrix was a real groundbreaking movie when it came out 20 years ago. It certainly had a big impression on me at the time, and getting together with all the other fellow summiteers and with yourself to watch the movie was a unique experience. And you run the Red Pill Expo. The Red Pill was a key idea in the movie. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the movie and how it ties into the Red Pill Expo?
Well, sure. You're right. That was the inspiration behind the Red Pill Expo. When I saw it, I guess it was about 20 years ago, I thought it was, well, a fun sci-fi movie. It was not interesting. I didn't really get it, you know. But as I got into my research with the Federal Reserve, which was a big red pill for me, I thought it was a government agency, and it turns out to be a banking cartel, and that's a big red pill to swallow. And as I got into other things in the field of healthcare and politics, I realized that there were a lot of things out there in the world that I and many other people firmly believed in, and it turns out to be an illusion. It was really not true. I got to thinking, well, how do we explain this to others? Because it's important. These issues that we're basing our lives on, making decisions on these assumptions and their illusions, we're making wrong decisions, you know? So how do we help other people see through these illusions and sort of protect themselves against making really serious mistakes? That, well, you know, you can go out and say, you need to know about this. You need to study this. You need to, you know, get informed. Well, you know, that's you're telling people they're stupid, they don't know anything, and they ought to get smart. They're not going to like you very much, and they won't believe you anyway. So we thought, how do we communicate this in a way that's accessible, kind of interesting, and maybe not too threatening? So we thought, we'll give the Red Pill meme a try. And that's when I went back and I thought about the movie, and I went and I looked at it another time. And I thought, my gosh, that's more poignant than I ever realized at the time. So to make a long story short, we decided to use the meme of the, you know, take the red pill and wake up to reality to see if that would interest people more than come and learn about how, what the things you need to know about. And sure enough, that it's working that way. So I was delighted to see that. And this is our third Red Pill Expo coming up. And it's scheduled for Hartford, Connecticut on June 7, 8, and 9. And we got all kinds of themes there. I'm one of the speakers, you know, but we've got a lot of other great speakers. I won't go through the whole list because you can find them on the website, which is redpillexpo.net. And you'll see all these guys. They've got red pills that they have taken, and now they want to share it with the rest of the world. Of course, one of the notables on our group here today is Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And, you know, his theme is don't work for money. Let money work for you, and it's kind of an eye-opener to realize how wealth is really formed. It's not the way we think. We're all taught that we're supposed to get an education and go to school and, you know, and get an education, a diploma, and get a job with a corporation and get a retirement and all that sort of thing. And then he points out in his book that, yeah, you do that and you wind up today, you're broke and your retirement is not worth anything. In fact, it's going to be taken from you and you're being cheated out of it and so forth. So why would you want to do that? And so that's just an example. I'll be talking about a lot of things, the Federal Reserve System, about the nature of the real nature of property and why property values are important, why it's important to not making money but holding your liberty and your freedom. And we'll have people talking about the the red pills behind healthcare, vaccinations, education, politics, all kinds of things. And it's an exciting place to be because you never know what's coming up next. That doesn't mean that we necessarily agree with everything, but we are truth seekers. And we have to recognize that if you're a truth seeker and you really believe that, that means you have to admit that you don't know everything already. So if you don't know everything, you have to say, well, maybe I don't know something about this. And so we try to hold an open mind. That doesn't mean we accept everything. We think we should take a look at the evidence, pros and cons. And that's what makes the Red Pill Expo so unique and really exciting. We can have opposing points of view on the same issue on the stage. So anyway, that's the short answer to your question. It's an exciting event, and I urge anybody that thinks they would like to participate in that kind of an experience to look us up on the website. It's redpillexpo.net. And of course, we know that most people can't make the trip to Hartford, Connecticut, but we have a live stream. It's very inexpensive. You can watch the whole thing right in your home. And then after the event, we'll have a one-week replay. You can watch it again and again and see the sessions that maybe you weren't able to catch. So it's an exciting event, and I'm really happy that it's proving to be so popular.
Some people think it's a bunch of conspiracy theorists getting together. Some say it's actually laying the truth bare. What do you say?
Well, I say nobody should listen to what I say. They should come and see for themselves. And that's the way to resolve that issue. There are conspiracy theories on stage, and there are people up there saying, no, that's a conspiracy theory, and it's not backed by facts. And then somebody else will say, well, are you sure there are no facts? Let's take a look at the facts. So instead of just trying to label people or their ideas, we say, come and take a look and make up your own mind. Because that's the way, when people have something to hide, they don't want you to hear about it. And so they try to prevent you from hearing about it by telling you, don't go and listen to it because it's a conspiracy theory, or it's a lie, or it's racist or something like that. No, they just try and scare people away.
You know, one of the things that I see right now in the news, I'm aware of it because I used to have a team in France, and so I'm very aware of what's happening in Europe. The Yellow Vest protests there are now in their 18th week without a break. It is a mass movement in every major city in France, even in some of the smaller towns and villages, and yet it's not being reported here in the United States because they don't want to incite unrest in the American population. But yet these are things that are happening for real. These are movements that are taking place on a global basis, and we need to be informed. Doesn't mean we need to jump on the bandwagon, but we need to be informed.
Well, that's the whole idea. It is information because, you know, it's true what they say. The human mind is like a computer, and the smarter you are, the better your computer is, but the smarter computers can be fooled. Garbage in, garbage out. So we're trying to put up a program where you can filter out and see which is garbage and which is the real food.
Well, I know it's a great event. It's growing every year, and I'm excited for you. And so for the listeners at home, definitely check out the Red Pill Expo. It's at theredpillexpo.net. Ed Griffin is the organizer. And for the listeners at home, have a great rest of your weekend. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.